This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the risk of belaboring the point, when I said on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday the jobs data was the through line of this economy this week, I really meant the jobs data was the through line of this economy this week. And government jobs data was not the only jobs data. The National Federation of Independent Business put out its own report this week about small business employment. 40% of those small businesses, 40%, said they'd had trouble filling job openings last month, which does sound like a lot, I grant you, 40%, but it's actually the lowest that reading has been since March of 2021. Similar story with wages. The number of business owners who said they raised pay is at its lowest level since May of 2021. So Marketplace's Justin Ho did what he does best, made some calls to find out what's going on.
Business has slowed down at Fearless Foundry, Madeline Reeves' marketing and consulting firm near Seattle. And so ever since this past April, she's been holding off on making new hires.
As an employer, I don't ever want to be in a position where I can't guarantee somebody work long term.
As a result, Reeves says she's been doing more work herself. And when she does need additional help, she's figured out how to get by without relying on full-time staffers.
Now we're shifting to, rather than having in-house designers, we're having outsourced designers that we work with on a contract basis.
Even though the labor market has been showing signs of loosening, there's still plenty of demand for workers in some industries. Mark Fryer owns two restaurants in Vermont called The Reservoir and The Bench.
The other day I went to try to go to two different delis and bakeries, and both had signs reflecting that they were short-staffed and unable to open.
Fryer says he's still having a hard time finding workers, too. Affordable housing in the region is not easy to come by, and many of his employees are about to go back to school.
We literally changed our sign on the road from an explanation on where to park to basically a full-time hiring sign that's permanent on the building.
Businesses have spent the last few years figuring out how to make do with the staff that they have. Tiffany Turner is the CEO of Adrift Hospitality, which operates several hotels in the Pacific Northwest. She's looking for a chef and an HR manager, but right now she says she can afford to be patient.
Because we're fairly seasonal, we're able to kind of take a breath in September and say, okay, we'll be okay even if we don't fill this for a couple of months.
Turner says her business will be fine through the slow winter season, as long as it's fully staffed by February. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.